Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
89081.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Michael Anderson.
Thank you for that information. Can you verify your address for me, please?
4624 Mission Cantina Ave, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89081.
Thank you for that information. I see you have the testosterone and the nitro booster. How can I help you?
Those need to be counseled because your website, just looking at it, it says trial and is billing me. So I don't know what kind of site this is or what kind of company it is, but I couldn't even get in touch with you guys, only through an email. So definitely, I need you to cancel them orders.
What do you mean you couldn't contact us, sir?
The only number even pops up on you guys, even through the internet, is the number that you just came through on my email with my receipt. I done been sitting here for 10 minutes trying to find a contact number on you, and the only way to contact you guys is through email.
Well, how did you get this number?
I just told you on the receipt that just emailed me.
Okay, these products do contain all natural ingredients. It does help boost your strength and your stamina.
I didn't ask you all that. I asked you to cancel the order, ma'am.
And I can offer you a 20% discount on all future charges.
No, because it charged me when I wasn't even trying to buy it. I was looking at the product trial, and it was saying all this, try this trial, and then looking to the next one and the next one. And as I'm hitting the button, it's charging my account.
Yeah, because you entered in your card information. And you proceeded
for the
to
first
be charged.
Bottle. And but it's not showing to be charged on the second arrangement. You got three steps, one, two, and three. It's charging me at the second one. By the third one, it's already went through. That's not how you complete the order. You're supposed to be able to push final order or whatever. It's not doing that. It's taking my money on the second step. You don't do that. That's not the way it goes. You confirm it on the third. You can't even look the product up and look into it without it doing that. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be billing me by me looking into the product, looking into the details. Well, how much is shipping and handling, all this? How long does it take? You can't look at none of that until you hit the trial thing.
I can offer you a 50% discount on all future charges.
Ma'am, really? It's not even about the product. It's not even about the $10. It's the way that the whole website is set up. To me, that's not proper. If you want to look at something, you should be able to look into it, read the details, and check into it. It shouldn't be billing you, and you guys shouldn't be that hard to find. That's ridiculous. To me, it seems like a scam.
I can also offer you a 20-day hold in your account, give you the opportunity to actually try the product out, see if you get the results you're seeking for. If not, you can give us a call back and cancel within 20 days.
Ma'am, you're still billing me.
Sorry, you was billed for
hold,
what you chose to receive.
Excuse me?
You was billed for what you chose to receive.
What? So are you not going to give me my money back?
Yes,
is that
I'm
what
going
you're
to
saying?
Cancel it for you. And I'm
okay, so why are you
phone.
Going into why are you going into
one
the
moment.
Extra what I choose, what I please, bitch?
If you continue to use profanity towards me, sir, I
you're
will.
You're
going to
give my money back.
Home.
That's what you're going to do. I'm going to report you guys because that's illegal. I'm
that's
calling
fine.
You now.
One
it's through reported.
Okay, your account is canceled. You was refunded $497.597. Thank you for calling customer support.
Come ghostlin', bitch.